playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
On happy Thursday, good morning, and welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank, alongside Jeff McGuire. I'm Choice Woodman. We got Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You two can hit us up. Your thoughts, comments, questions, hopes, dreams, just about everything. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. A lot of different topics we'll dive into over the next 3 hours or so, including a little tech baseball. That's something that's out there.
There's a baseball thing out there?
There's a poll.
Oh, okay.
One of the 6 preseason polls released, but...
They all kind of get... it is worthy of being mentioned, no doubt. They just get washed over at this time of year for me.
Any preseason poll. Just because the show before us doesn't talk about it? Or
no, it's a preseason poll.
Okay.
As a general rule, I'm not a huge fan.
So just washed over by you?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of tech baseball fans that'll like
it. I'm not saying that it's not...
You're saying it's washed
over. I'm saying I wash over them because it's a preseason poll. I'm not saying that it's not good news or that we shouldn't talk about it.
Okay.
But that's why I didn't...
You just...
I was expecting like there was a big signing or... A schedule change happened.
It's just kind of one of those. It's one of the markers. Like you mentioned, we're less than 50 days away. Yesterday, the one that came out in December is the first one, and that's the first. Oh, college baseball season's around the corner. Then you get this one that's number 2, and then we'll start to get all the rest of the polls out and preseason lists and all of that. Kind of just really prepping you know, for the. For the baseball season that's not too far away. Of course, we do have basketball on the minds. We'll talk tech basketball. Also, the NCAA tournament. Talking 90-team tournament. Obviously know how Jeff feels about it. But
wow.
We will we'll get to the why for NCAA.
I think we know the why, don't we?
Well, the obvious why.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all about money. Yes.
Follow the money. Rule number 1.
Okay. Second reason why, or the why they're actually telling everybody. We'll get into the why they're telling everybody.
See what I did there?
I did see what you did there.
I don't know that Lucas did.
We'll talk some Dallas Cowboys as we look towards the weekend. A pretty big weekend ahead for the Cowboys.
Huge weekend for ahead.
A chance to... get to 13-4. Holy moly. 13-1 season for a team that people have poo-pooed a lot this year.
That at the beginning of the season, didn't you have a bet initially of making the NFC Championship game?
I did.
And then lose the quarterback and get out of the bet.
You changed the bet. Hax offered the change of
sure,
the
sure.
bet.
But yeah. You got out of the bet.
Yeah, I got out of it because he offered it. So
and it didn't look good at that point.
So he offered the change of the bet to an over-under of 6.5 wins.
Yes.
He's like, you're never going to win that, so we'll put an over-under of 6.5 wins. I think we may have even lowered it to like 5.5. It was pretty crazy. He adjusted it, and now Hax owes us pizza. So I'm okay with that.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not just... them, we were like, oh boy.
Oh, no. It's not. After one game, I can't remember a bigger panic level for
any particular team,
but it looked like, holy moly, this team is atrocious, terrible. And since then, you've got a chance to win 13 games and a possible NFC East title, which looked pretty distant really just a couple of weeks ago. So. That's on the table.
Can we pull the reins back just a touch?
Why? Sports talk radio.
No, sure.
There's no horses.
I guess NFC East title is much more possible than the number one seed. It is still possible to get the number one seed.
I didn't say number one seed. I said NFC East title.
The Cardinals would have to beat the 49ers, and the Cowboys would have to beat the Commanders, and the Giants would have to beat the Eagles. That's how. Dallas gets the number one seed. All of those things have to happen. And I think the hardest one of that group is the Cardinals, as they have been playing lately, beating the 49ers with something to play for. Right. I mean, do we disagree? I mean, if we disagree, I'm happy to hear the argument.
No, not disagreeing at all. That's why I didn't bring up the number one seed. I brought up NFC East championship. Lot more attainable than the number one seed.
But still need help.
Sure, yeah. And
I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Also already won 13 games.
Go Giants?
I feel dirty. We're playing pretty well right now.
I feel dirty saying
Giants in the playoffs for the first time since the infamous Odell Beckham Jr. photo was taken on the boat. So that was what, 2015, 2016?
I think it was 2016.
First time that they've made the playoffs since then. So good on you, Giants. Yeah, we'll talk some college football playoff, some Vegas odds, some Aggies making jokes out of themselves.
I almost feel bad. Almost.
Yeah, but do you though?
Because it's one of those things that it's like you go on vacation and you ask the question, do we leave the stove on? When you didn't turn on before you left for vacation.
Right. There's that feeling that's like in the pit of the stomach. It's terrible. Because I do remember doing that. I stayed at a family member's lake house one time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I leave the oven on? It was a gas oven. I'm like, did I leave the oven on? I know we used it, and then we're like 40 minutes away. I'm like, oh, I can't go back. Can't go back. So I know that feeling. And yeah, it's a terrible feeling. I actually once, I'll hold the story until we get to the Aggies. Actually, no, I probably better make fun of myself before we make fun of Aggies so we can't group it together.
Sure.
Caprock tournament here in the LBK. Biggest tournament in the country.
Yes.
Fantastic. Was great this past weekend, as usual. I played in it in high school. So we drove up from Dumas.
Down from Dumas?
Yeah, same thing.
No, it's really different.
Forgot a pretty important, you know.
You forgot your uniform.
No, got the uniform.
Forgot your shoes.
Forgot basketball shoes.
What were you wearing?
So, I don't know just what like, shoes I had. Just sneakers, I guess.
Okay.
So I could have played in those if it worst case scenario, I guess. I had terrible ankles, so I needed my high tops.
Okay.
Fortunately, had parents that also came to watch the tournament. So dad went to Academy, got me shoes, and I used my Christmas money to buy some new basketball shoes. Yeah.
Way to go, Dad. Teaching moment there.
Oh, yeah. I had to pay for those basketball shoes.
Did you like your new shoes,
I was
though?
Doing my best. They were okay.
They were okay?
I didn't wear them the rest of the season. I wore them like practice and stuff, but not... Yeah.
They were practice shoes.
They were practice shoes. It wasn't a... Yeah, I got a feeling for the equipment manager. Like, it can happen. Got back to the locker room when we got back home. Sitting right there on top of the locker. Great place to keep them.
That'll brain you.
Yep. It's the end of the bench. We got some headlines for you next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That's right. It is time for a few headlines. What you need to know. Part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Texas Tech women's basketball team comes up a little short yesterday as they fall to the 21st ranked Kansas Jayhawks last night by a score of 77-59. Nice day out of Breamber Scott, 23 points, 11 rebound, double-double. But unfortunately, you only had one other player, Jasmine Shavers, in double figures, so not quite enough scoring. And Texas Tech falls to 0-2 like the men in conference play. So both of those teams will be seeking win number one in Big 12 play coming up on Saturday. Lady Raiders in Fort Worth against TCU. Red Raiders at home against the Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday. Lady Raider basketball with Krista Gerlich. You can hear her talk about her team tonight. Is we'll have that for you on Double T 97.3 at 6 o'clock. Other things or other scores out of the Big 12 pretty interesting last night. Jeff, I don't know. I'd like to go back and look.
Okay.
You know, we have groupings of games played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then mostly Saturday games every week in the Big 12. So five games almost every time around. We'll have some byes tossed in there. But five games once conference play starts with your 10 teams. I wonder when the last time is that in one of these groupings of games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that you had four road teams win the five games. Because last night, TCU takes down Baylor on the road. In
comeback fashion.
Yeah, same thing they did against Texas Tech. Baylor was up by double digits. TCU wins at 88-87. And then Iowa State sneaks out a win in Norman, 63-60. So I really would like to know the last time that four Big 12 road teams won out of the five games. It's probably been a while, because most of the time it is extremely tough to win on the road in this league.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to start that research.
Yeah, I mean, it would be someone much smarter and more patient than me would have to look all that up. But it's got to be a really long time that since we've seen that. Because even in bad years, or years where you've got some bottom teams in this league, most of the time there's only one or two teams that are decent in the league that at winning on the road, and that is the ones that separate themselves for conference titles in a particular year. So both those teams victorious last night on the road. Other news, Perfect Game has put out their preseason top 25 poll, and the Red Raiders are in at number 16. I think this is exactly where you were in the collegiate baseball newspaper one, right?
Yes.
So two number 16 rankings. This is about where, in my opinion, where this team should be. We're a long ways out from the season, but not a top 10 team like we've seen in the past without necessarily backing for it.
Right.
But, man, you got a lot of talent coming in. There's going to be a lot of youth.
A lot of question marks, though, you've got to get answered first. And
sure,
I think that's where some of that the 16 ranking comes from. And, as you said, I think that's about right.
Yeah. Now, I think this team has potential to be much higher than that this year, but
for where we sit today,
sure,
knowing what we know today, that does, it feels right.
Yeah.
Now, if you were, I'd even say if you were down in like at 20, 21,
yeah,
I don't know that I'd be upset either.
Yeah,
if you weren't ranked, I'd be like, really?
I think this team is a top 25 team, like you said, but anywhere in the top 25 is probably fair at this point. It is preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Polls don't matter that much. Red Raiders at 16. LSU was the number one team. Tennessee second. Stanford third. Arkansas fourth. And Wake Forest fifth. The first Big 12 team on the list is TCU at number 14. So a couple of spots ahead of the Red Raiders. OSU in at number 18, and then the Texas Longhorns with their contractual obligation with all polls to be in the
poll, I mean, here's the thing.
In at number 24.
Of the ones of the contractually obligated polls,
uh-huh,
Texas being in the top 25 in baseball, that one kind of fits, though.
Yeah, most years. There's been some years in recent history that they have.
Sure,
yeah,
but they also haven't always gotten that either.
Mm-hmm. So,
but in the baseball one,
that's the one that makes
this
the most
is the
sense.
One that they're in the top 25 that they still bring back a lot from last year too.
No, they actually lose.
They lost a bunch.
Yeah,
I thought they were bringing back half their
Texas,
rotation.
No, Texas loses a whole lot, especially the rotation. That's where they.
You know, I thought they brought back half their rotation.
Out of three, how do you get to half?
Out of five, like I'm including their what would be their Omaha starters. I thought they were bringing three of them back.
I don't think so.
Okay. If that's the case, I stand.
I believe they've lost a ton from that team, and that's why they're only 24. Because they were preseason number one last year,
right? And
they underachieved quite a bit. They did get to Omaha, but that's a team that's losing a whole lot from last season. And Pro Football Hall of Fame has put out their finalist list for the Fourth straight year.
We're going to find out if the drunken sports writers for baseball took over the Pro Football Hall of Fame vote.
I don't know what to think at this point. I mean, Zach Thomas is a Hall of Famer. Should be easily. I know we're extremely biased here, but, I mean, the numbers in the NFL, he's got more tackles, more sacks, more interceptions than guys like Brian Urlacher, guys that are already in there that played around the same time as him. He just wasn't as in the spotlight.
The Dolphins didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he wasn't in
the
spotlight.
Or really have any playoff success, really.
So, yeah, I don't know why he hasn't gotten in up to this point. But
last year, when you look at the guys that got in, it was like the five guys that were waiting the longest to get in that finally made it into the Hall of Fame. And if the voters were trying to get rid of some of the very deep backlog for older players, when the new guys, like DeMarcus Ware, didn't make it last year.
Right, and he should
and,
have.
And he's absolutely a Hall of Famer. No one's going to argue that.
Yep.
But they didn't vote any first-timers in last year. They mm-hmm. No one even got – they got some semifinalists, but nobody got in. If that was the case last year, if it was like as a group, they kind of decided, hey, let's get some of these older guys in so that we can honor them before we can't.
Yeah.
I will concede, okay, fine. Because some of the absolutely guys deserved last year. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has never been one of guys that get in. You're like, really? That guy got in the Hall of Fame? It's always about, okay, well, this guy also deserves, and so does this guy, because of how small of a class that they take every single year.
Yeah.
If they do it again, we're going to have some issues.
Zach Thomas, obviously, with DeMarcus Ware, Reggie Wayne, Patrick Willis, Darren Woodson on that list. The new ones, Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, and Dwight Freeney for this year's list. But plenty of deserving names, none more deserving, though, than Zach Thomas. We'll find out when the Super Bowl arrives if Zach Thomas is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, finally. And after I reported an ESPN report that Heinicke was going to start yesterday, they say no. No, thanks. Sam Howell now named the starter for the Commanders versus the Cowboys, and I'm feeling even better. So, all right. Commanders are eliminated from the playoffs, so might as well. If you're at this point, you might as well try to get a higher draft pick if you're the Commanders. All right, keep hitting us up. Many of you have on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. you want your snarky comment from Clint?
Hang on a second. Because this...
You have breaking news?
Not breaking. This came out 12 hours ago.
I wouldn't say that's breaking, but it's...
But it's news that okay. I hadn't seen until just now.
Okay.
From Travis County District Attorney's Office on the Chris Beard domestic violence case, the matter is still under review, and our prosecutors are evaluating all of the evidence, including recent statements and all evidence collected by law enforcement. Our office takes all allegations of domestic violence seriously. In each case, we are committed to working through the unique challenges presented. I don't think they're dropping the case.
No.
Even with the most recent statements from her and others involved. So
still up to the DA.
Take that information for what you will, but I hadn't seen that yet.
Yep, sounds like prosecutor is going to... put as
keep working
favorable of a case towards the DA as possible. So doesn't sound like they've done anything yet.
No, but it's not a we closed the case after recent statements either. So
All right, a few more on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Lots actually on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get into some of that. Question from Shelley, all of that
and Clint's snarky comment,
all of that still to come. And we'll look at the calendar next as well on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Our number two, it's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Also yours worldwide on the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank, alongside Jeff McGuire, who's in for Jeff Haxton once again today. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass, taking care of us As usual, keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your reaction, how to cook crane meat, why not to shoot geese. All of it welcome on the 8th Flooring Center chat.
You shouldn't shoot the geese that are around town right now.
Well, yeah, legally.
That's as much as I want to.
It's a bit of a problem.
There's a lake right next to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They live in that lake. Yep. I think all of them do.
Yeah.
And I know not all of them do, but it sure feels like all of them do.
An offer from the chat line for me to go sandhill crane hunting. That's what I was hoping. It was basically, I was like, you know, tossing it out there.
Oh, sure.
So someone would.
Yeah, you had, there was a method to your madness.
Someone would bring me. I have been wanting to go forever, so.
I wish, like, I'm not in any way, shape, or form anti-hunting.
Mm-hmm.
In any way, shape. I want all of the hunters to go out and hunt all of the things that is legal to hunt.
Legally, yeah.
And I want them to do it legally and correctly and safely and all of the involved.
Sure.
And I am happy to go. I will help clean. I will help carve. I will help do all of the other thing. I don't want to shoot.
You just don't shoot? That's fine.
And I love going to the gun range. Like, I'll go to the gun range
right,
any
you're
day.
You're not anti-gun.
I'm not anti-gun. I don't want to shoot Bambi.
Understood.
I will happily eat and clean Bambi. I don't want to shoot Bambi.
You do you.
But for somehow, though, fishing is different to me.
Mm.
I will go fishing all day long and not feel guilty about it in any
way, shape,
or form.
Kill that fish right there on the spot.
I think it has to do with more of the fact that if the fish is dumb enough to take my hook, I'm helping thin out the herd.
Fair enough. Plenty to get to here in hour number two. Tailgating, Aggies, forgetting your wife, putting potatoes in your socks, Dallas Cowboys, portal potty, all of the above. We've got plenty to.
We got portal potty stuff today?
Yeah. Not tech related, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Woo! I feel like better about
generic
it. Is it
portal potty?
For tech portal potty?
No. No, it doesn't really link to tech. It, okay. It just, actually, it's a list of the schools that have lost the most. Most players into the portal. So, well, I'll let you guess at it.
I'm going to think.
But
that's an interesting
first,
thought.
A couple of questions from the 8th Flooring Center chat line that we probably don't have answers to, but I'm going to read them anyway. Any word on Bacho's hand? No official
word.
He has
one.
He does have
In fact, he has two.
Two of them, actually. Bacho's hand will probably get an update as...
I didn't see one for today.
So we normally have a availability on a Thursday, right?
I am not.
I haven't seen anything. Doesn't mean it's not coming later. But
true story. But normally they would announce it at least. Mm-hmm. Like we would have gotten it this morning. Hey, we'll do a.
Usually we would have a availability on a Thursday, media availability, and Mark Adams would speak with the media.
Unless they do it tomorrow.
That's possible. So
for the short week.
Today or tomorrow might hear something, but nothing of official capacity. I would tell you, I don't think it's as bad as it initially looked. It looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
At first look, don't think it's that bad. Doesn't mean it won't keep him out at all. Someone says, good morning, guys. Trying to plan a vacation next fall. Y'all have any idea when the rest of the 2023 Tech football schedule will be released?
Before September 1st.
The latest in official capacity that I've heard is February. Early February. Which, I mean, we had heard that it's going to be before December. We've heard. Mm-hmm. So that, don't take that in concrete at all. It is not set in stone that that's going to be the release date. But it does seem that OU and Texas have put a giant hold on everything. They've hung up everything. And we've talked about this before. But OU and Texas, there's a big belief now that they're going to leave before
2024.
Is that the math? I know.
Right.
We're in 23 now. So they'll play the 2023 football season coming up this fall and then leave before the 2024, which is where their contract runs through.
Right.
Initially, there was plans that they would be here both years and you would just have a flip-flop schedule, meaning...
Whatever you did this year, you would do
you
the next
year.
Year.
You do opposite location.
Everybody
next
moves
year. So if you're at BYU this year,
BYU comes
they in. Would come to Lubbock next year. That all of that was believed.
So, but you go from that schedule to a one-off schedule.
Right, which means you could see some differences. I mean, obvious differences where it's like, oh, well, this team could go here, this team could go there.
What if we just don't schedule Texas and Oklahoma for next year? They're still in the conference. They just don't play any games.
I don't think you're filling your part of the contract at that point, and that would be the
problem.
They
can play each other 12 times.
Okay. Now you're on to something. 14 teams for one season. That's the holdup. So if you're trying to plan your vacation next fall,
blame them.
Early February is the last we've heard. So the Aggies, well, hold on, this one more text wrapping up last conversation. The NCAA makes my head swim. They fight for years against expanding football playoff, and now they're wanting to expand the college basketball tourney when no one has been clamoring for expansion there. The deal is those are two different.
Pick me. I know the answer. It's one the NCAA makes money on, and the other they don't.
Well, and the NCAA is the one in charge of versus not.
Right.
The college football playoff is done by the Power Five conferences.
And they get nothing.
And the NCAA doesn't make any money off of it. And NCAA is in charge of basketball. And they're like, hey, look what they're doing in the college football playoff. They're making more money out there by expanding. Let's do the same.
Okay. If we are getting rid of the NIT in the expansion to 90, I don't think it's terrible expanding to 90. If we're keeping the NIT, then it's terrible. With the new information.
Okay.
My initial thought of,
well, you have
really
a lot of
500 90.
Or sub 500 teams in the NIT. You would, I think, is what it'd end up being.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
You're running out
just
of teams at that point.
Mathematically, that's how it would work. So the Aggies, if you missed the story yesterday, they played a game against Florida.
They did.
There was a happy ending if you're an Aggie fan. They won the game.
Sure. And so, everybody got home safe.
Right. So that's the happy ending. They forgot their jerseys. Kind of a big deal for a basketball team. So the Aggies were assessed a rare technical before the game for delaying the game after the... And this isn't a... Hey, we left our jerseys in College Station. They were left at the hotel.
They just had to go get them.
At least that's the good news. if you're the Aggies, because they would have had to wear
alternate uniforms. Don't they take the opposing team's alternate jersey?
I don't know. I guess I've
seen that in high school. I guess I don't know if I've seen it in college.
I don't know what the situation would be. I've seen there was one time in football. I cannot remember who the team was. But they got their jerseys stolen in a college football game, and they had
it was
to wear,
a bowl game, wasn't it?
It may have been a bowl game.
I think it was
game,
a bowl game.
And they had to use tape over
the other team's
jerseys or practice jerseys or something like that. So
I think it was a bowl game. I remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, 5 or 6 years ago, I think. So, at least the Aggies won. Good for them. But
I feel sorry for that equipment guy.
Does he have a job after this? Or. Yeah, at least they won the game. So maybe he gets to keep his job. It's the end of the bench on 100.7. The Score, highs and lows next.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Appreciate you hanging with us on a Thursday. About 30 more minutes left with you in this program. We'll head you off to the bottom line at high noon. This is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. I'm Choice Woodman alongside Jeff McGuire, who's filling in for Jeff Haxton today. A little tribute to Hax, why not? Shelly says, you said yowza. Can we get the montage for no reason at all? Why not? Ow. Thank you. All right, keep getting those thoughts, comments, questions in. Handful of them in for Ask the Benchwarmers here in about 15 minutes. Start with the portal potty, then we'll talk some Dallas Cowboys. As Cowboys have a pretty big game coming up this weekend.
Suck it, Eagles.
Always. Portal potty first. This is not fair because I would not have a clue on this, so it's not an official pop quiz. But most transfer outs from each program, the number one on this list has 5 more than the second one. So it's a big, big number.
Power 5?
These, yeah, almost everyone is a Power 5 school.
Okay.
Almost everyone. There's one that doesn't. You know, Jackson knows.
I got a guess.
What's your guess?
A&M.
It's a good guess. I'm going to go Pitt.
That was very random.
It was.
A&M was actually
A&M's correct. Number one.
27 transfer outs. That's more than an entire recruiting class. A full recruiting class is 25.
27?
27 Aggies.
Hang on, like that Jimmer just like bounced around in my head for a second.
Have
what?
Hit the transfer portal.
Holy crinoli.
I mean, you think about it, they were what, ranked number 7 in the preseason? I think they were 7 preseason, somewhere in that range. They're a top 10 team. And they fell to winning, what, 4 games this year?
Didn't make a bowl.
Didn't make a bowl. I think they won 4 games. Great job, Aggies.
But they remember their uniform every week.
Football.
Right. That's who I'm talking about. They may not played well, but they dressed well.
Surprisingly, I have no Big 12 schools on this list. OSU, I believe the number they're sitting at is 15.
Where would that put them on the list?
It would put them right behind the bottom of this list.
Okay.
The bottom of this list is 4 tied. Cal, Ole Miss, Oregon, and Arizona State all have 16 transfers out. Number 2 on the list was Florida at 22. Florida and Arkansas both had 22 transfers.
Jeez Louise.
Florida and Arkansas. Arizona, 20. The 5th team on the list, Jackson State.
I get that.
A lot of people
wonder where they're all going.
Specifically for Dion. Yeah, there's a lot that'll try to go to Colorado. I don't know how many we'll get to.
How many Colorado got? Are they on the list?
Transfer outs? No, not on this list. But
that'd be interesting to find out.
This is according to On3, the recruiting website, that there's that many. Miami's on the list. Stanford also on the list. But I believe OSU's at 15, which they've – and this list actually may not be updated all the way with the recent additions from yesterday for Oklahoma State, who lost 2 or 3 more to the portal in the last few days. So
Tech's still at 5? 4?
Transfer outs?
Yeah.
I think they're 9 or 10, but 5 of those are names you never heard.
Right. I guess never I'm counting guys field. That you would name.
Guys that saw the field this year, Reggie Pearson, Philip Bleedy.
Donovan Smith.
Donovan Smith, and there was one more that was an impact player that I'm forgetting. Someone help me out. I'm going off the top of the head there. But really, of players... Basically, Tech has taken the one-for-one approach.
Kobe Miner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. Tech's taken essentially the one-for-one approach for the most part. When you lose a player, you're replacing that same position from the transfer portal.
Yes.
That's what we've seen.
Yeah.
And it's because you took such a full class out of high school, there's not room for many more than that. Because I've seen people ask, why have you not seen Tech more active in the transfer portal? Why are you not seeing you get more help here or there? You haven't seen a replacement at quarterback yet for Donovan Smith yet, and you may not. We'll see if quarterback stays the same or if...
If you are head coach. I've just dubbed you head coach. Do you go get another for a third quarterback? No, I'm sorry, a fourth technically.
Probably not.
Because you'll have two in town and your freshman coming
in. I think
in.
You count on Jake Strong, a 4-star freshman, to be your third string guy.
Okay. I think I'm with you.
Assuming you retain the 2 that are...
Yeah. You lose one of those 2, it's a different story.
Yeah, then you absolutely go get someone.
Yeah.
A Henry Columbia type that's not a starter, but...
That's not Henry Columbia?
A viable backup. But you've got Baskerville, who was a presumed starting safety next year,
or
whatever the nickel position is. You've got... who am I forgetting out of the portal? The Tech's already got.
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I have no idea.
Dre?
Thank you. Dre McCray, which is the Austin P receiver. He's, again, expected to most likely start. And then the Stotts, however you say his last name, guy.
Oh, I should have got
the center.
I remember Stotts, yeah. But
the center that he will most likely be your starting center next year. So the ones, you're not just adding... padding depth right now with the portal. You're adding legitimate possible starters for the most part. The Quincy Ledet guy from Louisiana Monroe, probably not a starter in the mix there. Hot diddly D, A&M. What a bleep show, someone said.
I
There's a Cooper kid transferring out of Jackson State. Yeah. Polite. Yeah, he's the long snapper, I believe, and he's transferring from Jackson State.
So you going to Colorado?
I don't know. I'm curious if he's going to go to Colorado or try to come back here. I think Tech's, I don't know what the, I'm trying to remember. Jackson Knotts is the long snapper here, so I'm not sure. Viva 73 says, sounds appropriate. The Dallas Cowboys go hand in hand with the portal potty. All right, fine. We'll transition to the Cowboys. Cowboys are...
Listen, if you want to make fun of the Dallas Cowboys, and believe me, there's a lot you can make fun of with the Dallas Cowboys, that it's completely fair game. The Dallas theme song is in the system specifically to make fun of the Dallas Cowboys because it's all about the drama, just like that show was. Got no issue with that. We got to figure out who shot JR just like everybody else does, and it takes three seasons to figure it out. Completely, I'm there, all right? Don't even be flushing the toilet on my team. You're still an Eagles fan.
I think...
Come through that glass and break your Eagle brain. I'll need a walnut cracker because it's so small.
The Cowboys are... I have more trouble as in my fandom. I tried to be as open-handed and as, you know...
Open-handed? Are you going to slap me?
No, I'm trying to hold things in an open hand. I try to... Do my best to be as unbiased as possible.
Okay.
I will gladly admit open-minded? That I'm a open hand.
I've never heard open hand before other than getting slapped.
Something holding something in an open hand.
No, I've never heard that before. Okay. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Okay.
I've just never heard that before.
It's just not like being, you know. Anyway, I think it's the same as open minded. You've distracted me.
I'm sorry.
Where was I?
Okay. Being open minded.
Well, okay, so the Cowboys are the team, what I'm trying to get at is the Cowboys are the team I have the most trouble judging without bias. And it's in a negative way. I'm probably overly biased with the Red Raiders and positivity. But the Cowboys, whenever something goes wrong, it's just like, all right, burn it down. Jerry screwed it up again. You're 12-4 right now. Legitimately have an opportunity to win the NFC East. Now, I'd probably put like a 33% chance on that right now in terms of the Cowboys winning because the Cowboys have the Commanders who aren't playing for anything at this point.
Right.
The Giants and Eagles are going at it, which I will admit, of the four NFC East teams, the Giants are the one I hate the least. It's probably from growing up on Little Giants. So, you know, there's a little fandom that comes there. But easy to hate on Washington. Really easy. The Eagles are easily
Eagles is
most
definitely number
team.
One. Eagles is definitely number one. Commanders is two. I guess Giants by default is three, but they're really close.
But the cynic in me, which is the Cowboys fan in me, I look at this team, I'm like, really? Even if you win the NFC East, how far can you go? There's part of me that's like, you got Dak at quarterback. He's throwing it to everybody else, leading the league in interceptions. So, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to really douse the expectations still as a Cowboys fan.
We will see what happens on Sunday. I will be exponentially more excited if Dallas is not the 5 seed when we reconvene on Monday. If they're the 5 seed, I'm going to crawl under my desk cry a lot.
All right, get your questions in right now. Ask the Benchwarmers coming up next. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Suck it, Eagles!
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Get those questions in right now. It's Flooring Center chat line yours through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. You can call us 806-771-0973 on the Benchmark hotline if you'd like to do that there. He's Jeff McGuire in for Hacks today. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. And we've got a decent amount in. Still room for yours on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Chris says that the highest Dallas is going to be a 2 seed. No chance at the 1. Cards won't score against the Niners, unfortunately, due to 5th-string quarterback.
Listen, I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
But I'm, in this case, So you're saying there's a chance. I wouldn't bet against the 49ers.
What's better, the odds of the Cards winning or winning your Mega Millions lottery?
The Cards winning. It's better odds than winning the Mega Millions. Okay. Again, I wouldn't bet against the 49ers in this game. I probably agree with you that they're going to be the highest as a two seed, but there's still a chance. Not a big chance.
There is a chance. There is a chance. Benchwarmers, do you think Farrell will join Coach Gerlich's staff next year? I'm assuming you're saying Katie Farrell here. I almost any player, if they want a spot as a grad assistant after they're done playing, just about every coach will hand that to them. So if she wants it, sure. But I have no idea what her intentions are and hopes. What kind of jelly is on that sandwich, Choice?
It did look good.
A blueberry jelly. Blueberry. I have, if I'm going like regular jelly, grape is usually the go-to, but I like to really venture and do the blueberry or the blackberry or the apricot or something further out. Any word on whether Pop will be okay for Saturday? He posted on Snapchat that he has an injury. I believe it's a contusion, which is a bruise. So I think he'd play. I don't think bruises keep players out of games much. Just lots of. Have you seen the massage tables in the Womble? There's going to be a lot of rubbing going on.
Am I allowed to answer that question?
Sure. You can answer it.
No, I have not seen the massage tables in the Womble.
I think of things that, like, and jealous is probably the wrong word, things I envy the most that I would have loved to have in college that college athletes get.
Massages?
Nowadays. I don't know. The free food is a definite.
Oh, that's a big plus.
I guess free is the wrong way to put it, too. But the food, like the cash center, all that, that's huge. But massages anytime you want as a student athlete, that's a. I think I would have hit that up a few times. Benchwarmers, how many movies do you think you'll watch in 2023?
Okay.
It does say new movies.
New, so. Okay. That was going to be my question. So movies are we talking new movies or are we talking movies that I'll just watch?
Now, is that movies we haven't seen before, new to us or new?
I'll say new to us movies.
Okay. So I'm going to do something this year. I'm going to rank every movie I've watched in 2023. I watched my first one last night. Ticket to Paradise.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
It's a chick flick.
No, no.
It's with the wife.
You missed Special Forces and watched a movie.
We didn't have kids in the house, so.
Oh.
You know, chick flick. Oh. Alone time with the wife.
No, you're good. You go. You're
kids
fine.
Kids are with grandparents. So.
You're fine. I get it now.
Yes,
so
I missed
good.
Special Forces. It's recorded, though.
Okay.
Anyway,
never mind. I
really am curious what that number.
I'm proud of you now.
I'm gonna keep a list and ranking of the movies I've watched in 2023. So, I got one down.
New to me movies, I'll say probably 20 or so. Now those won't all be movies that have come out in 23.
Yeah,
some of them might be.
You're right.
I still haven't seen the most recent two Spider-Man movies.
I think you're okay.
They're really good.
I haven't seen any Spider-Man movie since the Tobey Maguire one, so we're good.
Well, no, like, I want to see the other. I want to see Spider-Man Far From Home and, oh, crap, what's the new one called? Far From Home is when he's in England. And,
Homecoming is one of them, right?
Homecoming was the first one.
No, that was the third. You sure?
Spider-Man Homecoming is the new one, and then it was Far From Home, because the joke was that Homecoming was 3,000 miles from where he grew up. Far From Home was like around the block from where he grew up.
Okay.
So that was
No Way Home.
No Way Home. That's the third
Thanks.
One.
Sorry about that.
I need to see the most recent two.
Okay.
And I keep saying I'm going to bang him out on the weekend, and then I'll be like, no. I want to watch Desperado and then Mask of Zorro this weekend, and then I get on that kick.
Sure.
I need to watch the two new ones.
It is more comfortable to go with what you know.
No, it's really that the Antonio Banderas voice is in my head, and I need to make it go away.
Just go watch Puss in Boots.
That would do it, too.
Okay.
I didn't see. Now I'm going to have to go watch Puss in Boots this weekend.
Benchwarmers, who is your current favorite Tech basketball, baseball, and football player? Basketball is the most in season right now. I think I love watching Popeyes explain. I think I don't usually go for like the biggest scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably a tie between Kevin O'Banner and Jalen Tyson for me. I mean, Tyson left the Longhorns in his dust, so I like that.
Sure.
And I really like what he could become, like a lot of his flashes. But Kevin O'Banner's Mr.
Reliable.
I mean, he's your senior.
If you were going to go O'Banner, and I was going to take Pop out of the conversation for the same reason you do, I would say KJ Allen is another good name.
He's fun.
He's fun to watch.
And he's an energy guy. Sure.
But O'Banner and Pop and KJ would be 1, 2, 3 in some order for basketball. I like all three of those guys a lot. You want to do baseball or football next?
Baseball. So that's coming up next.
Dylan Carter.
Dylan Carter? Okay.
Yeah.
I would probably go... I'm going to go Owen Washburn for your baseball team.
He was my number two.
Washburn, I mean...
I think you've got some solid pieces in the outfield this year. You just got to find a third one.
Gonna have to find an infield, too.
Hey, we're going one thing at a time.
Most of those are
going to
be...
Stay on the infield!
Most of those are going to be transfer freshmen.
Or freshmen coming in. And you've got a pretty good freshman class.
Yeah, really good freshman class.
I haven't seen enough from them yet to...
I'll say, on paper, this is probably the best freshman class you've had under Tim Tadlock since maybe the first or second year he's been here. Like, this is... There's been a lot of decent classes. You saw him play a lot of freshmen early in his time here.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's been more of one freshman here, a couple freshmen in the lineup here or there. A lot of pitchers, but... This year, I think you're going to see a lot of freshmen on the field, and it'll be a good thing. Football player? Are we going current as in just finished up, or?
I'm leaning toward next year's team in this.
Well, mine's the same either way. Tony Bradford is mine.
Damn it.
Is that who you have?
You can
pick the same
one. I don't want to have
one.
The same answer. Like, I don't want to have this, because there's a lot of good guys on this team. He was my number one. Brooks. I'll go Taj Brooks. He showed a lot during the last year that I think you can really build on next year. I would say Shuck, as your starting quarterback coming back for a third year, and that's not something you can say a lot around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still some questions that
you still certain he's coming back?
Yes. Do you think he's not coming back now?
I think.
Are you in a random eye parade?
No, I think
it's a very short parade. It doesn't go through Main Street, but it's my parade.
I would probably put it 90% that he's coming back, but I don't think the door's closed.
He's ran out of my parade.
I don't think the door's closed. I think there's a chance you could see him get a combine invite, and that might change decisions. But I think that decision has to be made within next week or so. So then it might be closed.
He's trying to ran out of my parade.
No, I am great if Tyler Shuck comes back, but I'm also great if he goes, because I have confidence in Baron Morton.
Oh, I do too. It's more of the having a third-year starter
sure.
that comes back, and even though there are lots of games that
he
didn't start.
And the guy's, 8-1 as a starter at Texas Tech, so pretty good.
If you're going to count the 8-1, you've got to look at who he played in those 8-1.
That's fine. You also beat an SEC team.
You did?
Won three games down the stretch.
Again?
You beat OU. I think that conversation or that was more relevant before the last few games.
The
of this
last
season.
Three games, take but that's
one
still...
on the road at Iowa State. There's some good wins in there, and also the one he only played a quarter of. So lost to Texas, but he only played in one quarter of that game. So it's you can twist things whichever way you want.
Oh, Black Butterfly with Antonio Banderas. No, go watch movies.
No red shirt today, Justin, but. We have more of a dress code now. For Jeff McGuire.
Yeah, because Choice isn't wearing pants right now.
And Jackson Frazier. I'm Choice Woodman. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. The bottom line up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.